Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know today if you stay tuned to the broadcast that God's Word will encourage you. I want you to know the Bible is just not a book. It's the living Word of God. And in this Word of God, God breathed Word that He has given us. No matter what the need is in your life, God's Word has the answer to it. And God's Word will lead us and guide us in the right way to go. So many of us need direction today. So many of us need peace in our life. We need encouragement, and God's Word has it. And if you'll sit down and get in God's Word and let God's Word speak to you and hear what it says and hear it with the intent to obey it, you'll be a blessed person of the Lord. But first, I want to pray for you. Father, in the holy name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, I call on the name of Jesus to go out across the airways of the people listening to this broadcast. And I ask that you go deep in their hearts and their souls and stir them with your precious word. Cause a revival spirit to spring up in their lives. Those that are sick today, God, and the suffering, infliction in the body, you're the Lord God that healeth us. And Lord, we call on you. And as they reach out in faith right now and believe you for healing, touch them, Lord. Touch them and make them whole, I pray in Jesus' name. I rebuke the powers of hell that would try to come against them in the holy name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those that are lost today. I ask God that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Give them revelation knowledge that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray by your tender love and mercy you draw them unto salvation. And make them know and to realize that you did not come to condemn them, that you came that through you, Jesus, they may be saved. Make that known to them. And now we pray for our nation, and we ask, God, that you help America in this hour that we're now in. God, help us, I pray. Bring revival to our country. Let it begin in our hearts right now today, right this very minute. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, now we pray for those children that are wandering across the land. I pray for the inmates that are listening. I ask that you go into that cell where they're at. Go into that place where they're at. No matter who's listening today. Oh, God, just touch them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Make it real to them that you're right there with them, that you love them and you want to bless their lives. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I've been talking the last few sessions on my radio and this CDs that I've been putting out out of Psalms 37. And it starts out at Psalms 37, verse 1. It said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the work of iniquity." And the word is telling us not to be fretting about evil that's going on, but it also tells us on down here to keep our eyes on God and commit our ways to Him, and we're going to be blessed. And I want to pick up where I left off on my last broadcast in verse 5, Psalms 37, verse 5. It says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Bring what to pass? Bring His word and His will to pass in your life. Bring it into your life. Bring it into operation to activate it. You know, I got a card through the mail the other day, my ATM card, but before I could use it, I had to activate it. And that's what God is telling us right here. If we commit our ways to Him and we trust in Him, He will bring it to pass. He will bring His word and His will to pass. It will be activated in our life. But we got to commit our way unto the Lord. We want now, people today want God to commit to their way, and that's not going to happen. God wants us to commit to His way because His way is the right way. And when we commit our way to His way, we're going to get the right way. I want to say that again. When we commit our way to God's way, we're going to get the right way. Have you ever been traveling? My husband and I trucking for Jesus with our mobile chapel for many years, and a lot of times we'd get on the wrong road, on the wrong way. We'd have to make a provision to get on the right way. You can go a lot of miles. When you take a wrong turn, you go a lot of miles out of the way, but you got to get back on the right path. You can't keep going the same way you're going and expect to get to a good place, the right place that you want to go. That's the way a lot of you are right now. You want a good marriage, but you will not do it God's way. You're stubborn. You're prideful. You always got to have the last word. You always got to have your way. It's your way or no way. And you always cause division. people can come up and say, listen, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, you did that wrong, and we get offensive and we get mad and we can't take instruction, and then you wonder why you can't keep a job, you wonder why your marriage is a mess, and you wonder why your kids won't listen to you. They just following your way, they just doing it your way, you having your way in your life, and look at what it's produced. Look what's around you. A lot of you today that are listening to me, you're in bondage, you're in captivity of some sort or another, and some of you are bound on drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. Some of you are incarcerated. Some of you got yourself in trouble. Some of you are getting ready to get in big trouble because you're doing things your way. You will not listen to God's way. You put God in a position. You might show up at a funeral. You might show up at Christmas. You might show up on Easter or some wedding or something like that, but you have no time for God. But yet when you get in a pinch, yet when you think you're going to die, you got get calling on God. And I'm not saying don't do that. By all means do, but don't wait to that time. Commit your way to God, and a lot of trouble, a lot of things in your life that's activated in your life now would be null and done away with if you just turn your way over to God. He said, commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him. When you commit your way to God, you got to trust that He's going to do the right thing. I heard a chaplain out in Abilene, Texas. A truck driver came up to him at the chapel there on the truck stop lot. And he run into the chapel and he said, brother, pray for me. My wife just left me. She just walked out the door. Pray that she'll come back. Just pray right now. And the chaplain held up his hand and he said, whoa, wait a minute. He said, hadn't you been an alcoholic for X number of years? And he said, yes, I have. Hasn't your wife stayed with you for all those years? Yes, she did. Well, he said, let me tell you something. You didn't run her off overnight, and you can't expect her to come back overnight. There's got to be some changing in your ways. Some of you want your spouse to come back. You want your family to come back, but they're going to come back to the same mess and run away from. There's got to be a change in your life. And I'm not talking about a change that our government's trying to give us, because half the time or 99% of the time that ain't always going to work. The change that God has is the right change. You see, schools inform, reformatories reform, but only Jesus Christ can transform. He said when He comes in, He's going to make a new creature out of you. He's going to give you a new heart. You have a new way of thinking, a right way of thinking. Your sight is different. You know, when you get in sin, sin blinds you. Drugs blind you. Alcohol blinds you. That's the reason a drunk man will get in the car and think he can drive, goes out here and kills himself and maybe many more and harms people, hurts, because in his mind and in his eyesight, he can still function right. It's dulled your senses. A lot of you have dulled senses. You're blind to the truth because you have been rebellious against God's word. People tried to help you. People tried to help you get in God's word, tried to teach you the word, and you won't support the church. You won't be faithful to the church. Some of you that call yourself Christians and say you love the Lord, but you won't be faithful to church. You won't get up and support church. You might go once in a blue moon, as the saying goes, but that's not going to work. You got to be faithful to hear the word of God. You got to be faithful. You got to get around the other Christians. You got to surround yourself with people that believe the way you do. And there's an accountability in attending church. We don't want to be accountable in this country anymore. We just want to do what we want to do. We want the government to pass laws to support our lifestyle because that's what we want to do. We don't care that God's word says it's wrong, it's a sin, and it's going to bring you trouble. No, we don't want that, but we just want to do the right thing in our sight. And every time a nation or a country, like in the book of Judges, you can read where God would come down and deliver them from the bondage, and they would get in captivity and set them free and set them back into their land, and they would be prosperous, and then they done what was right in their own eyes, and before you turn around, they're right back in bondage. And that's the way America is. That's the way lifestyles are today. You're doing what is right in your own eyes, and you're ignoring God, and you're ignoring His words. You won't do what's right. Taking the Ten Commandments out of the public buildings, taking the Ten Commandments out of school, because you don't want the children to read, it's wrong to commit a murder. It's wrong to commit adultery. It's wrong to steal. It's wrong to bear false witness. It's wrong to not honor your father and mother. You want to take all that out, and then you want them to do what's right. That's the reason you have to have police in the schools. That's the reason the police can't even now go out on the streets because being a shot right in the streets while trying to help and bring order. It's such a messed up world now because we're all doing what's right in our own eyes. I don't care if it's sin. It makes me feel good, and I want everybody else to go along with me. Well, you might get everybody else going along with you, but you're not going to get God to go along with you because God's word is not going to change. God says, I change not. And as I said last week, and I'm going to tell you again right now, God is not up for re-election. He's not being voted in or voted out. God is God. And whether you like it or not, God's not going anywhere, and you can choose to go your way. You can choose to do the wrong thing, and I'm going to tell you what road you're on. You're on a road to hell, and you're going to end up straight in hell, and it's nobody's fault but your own. When you stand before God Almighty, you're not going to be able to point to some TV evangelist and said, well, they done this or they done that, or somebody that you maybe hurt your little feelings and got you so-called your excuse to get out of church. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be nobody's record but your own. You're going to give an account for your life, not my life, not some TV evangelist's life, not some preacher's life, not some deacon's life. It's going to be your record only. And you're not going to play the blame game with God. It's your fault. The reason you're in the mess you're in is because that's what you chose to do. The reason you're on drugs is because that's what you chose to do. The reason you're an alcoholic, you chose that route. But let me tell you, you can choose Jesus today and get off of that road and get on the right road, and only Jesus Christ can give you the power to do it. You can go into rehabilitation centers. You can go into centers to help you. And most time you come out with prescription drugs instead of street drugs. But only Jesus can take that craving away from you. Only Jesus can set you free. Only Jesus can make you whole. He said, he who the Son set free is free indeed. And if you want to be free indeed, if you want this mess out of your life, you got to call on Jesus. And with a sincere heart, call on him. And he sees it when you mean business. He knows your heart. And repent of your sins and ask him to forgive you for the way you've lived. Ask him to forgive you and to help you out of it. And the Bible says all that come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. A lot of times you've gone to other people and you've asked for help and they wouldn't help you. But Jesus is not like that. People will shut the door in your face a lot of times. But Jesus says, I am the door. He's not going to shut the door in your face. He is the door. And when you go to him, he will in no wise cast you out. He said, if you know evil, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how about God your Father, when you ask for gifts for him, he's going to give you good. He said, my purpose and my reason for you is to do good to you. He said, I didn't come to condemn you. I come that through me, by my word, by my blood that was shed, you could be saved and be blessed and on the right way and be delivered and have a peace of mind. A lot of you have no peace of mind. You can't lay down and rest. You're worried. You're troubled. You're fretting. You don't know what you can do. Your kids are a mess. You're home and you're fretting over it. Some of you are elderly. You lived your whole life doing your own thing and you're facing eternity and you never made a commitment to the Lord. You say, well, I'm a good person. It's going to be a lot of good people in hell. You must be born again. You got to know the three R's of salvation. Man was ruined because of the Adamic nature born with, because of the sin of Adam. But God has a remedy, and that remedy for ruined condition is Jesus Christ, his Son. His Son shed his blood on Calvary that he could be the remedy for the ruined condition of man. But the third R is where people leave it off. You've got to respond to God's remedy. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are going straight into the pit of hell by your own choice and your own choosing. It is not God's will that any perish, but that it all come through salvation through Jesus Christ. And unless you're born again, unless you receive Jesus, you're going straight into the pit of hell, and it's because of the choice you made. And when you stand before God, it's nobody's fault, it's nobody's record but your own. Today we have people that don't want to own up to the way they've lived. They want people to come in and get them out of the mess they're in, to pay their way out, to give them this and give them that. You need to go to God to get your life straight with Him. And He said this right here in verse 6, "And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday." He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way, in any wise, to do evil. Over and over in these just few verses that we read in the first part of Psalms 37, he keeps telling us, don't fret. Don't worry. You cannot worry and trust God at the same time. When you trust God, you let go of the worry and you say, Lord, I can't handle it. You just tell me what to do, where to go, where to stand. I trust you to work it out. And when you trust God, you have a peace about you. A lot of you today, you have no peace. You think, if I get a bigger house, I'll be happy. You get the bigger house, you're not happy. You think, if I get this car, I'll be happy. But that car, you see one after you get that one that you like better, and you're still not happy. Material positions, houses, positions, it cannot make us happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's people today that are right now, as I'm talking, they're giving their life for the testimony of Christ. We're in a time now that Christians are being targeted, and governments are not paying any attention to them. They're not helping them. There's churches being burned. There's Christians being killed. They're being martyred for their faith. They're being run out of their homes. The children are being taken away from them, and we just sitting around in America wanting somebody to come by to entertain us and see what you can do for me today. We need to be asking, what can we do to help these people? How can we need to pray for them. We need to support our churches. We need to have missionaries going into the lands, and we need to support programs that are helping them, giving them a place to stay. It's a perilous times that we're in, and don't think that America has escaped. We've even had incidents in our country, and just a few days ago, only 50 miles from where I live, there was an attack on people here in our country. Let me tell you, all across this land, terrorism is running rampant all across the world. But when you go in the Leviticus, I'm pretty sure it is, God says, when you walk contrary to me, I'm going to walk contrary to you. And he tells them precisely. You read that in the Bible, you look it up for yourself. One of the first things that shows up in a country or a person's lives that walks contrary to the word of God is terror. And that says it straight out. And he said, the wild beast to come down and get your children. And let me tell you, that's happening in America. You said, I've not seen no wild beast. Well, you've not seen a child on drugs. You've not had a child out on the street on drugs. I have. My grandson ran away from home. He got on drugs. He left home. We couldn't find him. And he was in an awful mess. He got on alcohol. Got in place. He was living on the street, living like a dog. Oh, but the grace of God. Oh, but the mercy of God. One day reached down and bought him like the prodigal son. Brought him to his right mind, and he came back in his father's house, and now he's preaching the word of God. But unless you've ever been down that road, you don't know how it is to walk the floor at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and wonder where your children are, wonder what they're doing, wonder if they're still alive, wonder what kind of mess they've got in. But let me tell you, God can give you rest. Only God can give you peace. Only God can bring you through. I'm talking to somebody right now. You've almost lost hope, but God is the God of the hopeless cases. God is a God that can reach down, and there's no such a thing as a hopeless case when Jesus walks in the room. Some of you, the doctors, have told you that it's hopeless. But it's not with him. He'll work it out. He'll tell you what to do. He'll lead you in the paths of righteousness. And it tells us in this word to wait patiently upon him. That's our trouble. When we go to God and we lay our petition to him, we get impatient. God is working. He don't just work a surface work. He goes from the inside out. And you've got to let him work. You see, the prodigal son, no doubt when that son left home, his father wanted him to come right right back, but he had to go through a process. He had to learn how it was out in the world. He had to come to himself, and he came to himself in the hog pen. And I'm telling you, I don't care how far down you come. I don't care how far down you are right now. That boy in the hog pen, the very filth itself, came to himself and said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not staying here no longer. I've been in this mess long enough. I lost everything. I went away from my father's house, but I'm going to get myself up. And I'm going back home with a repentant heart. And when that boy went home with a repentant heart, his father forgave him. His father fed him. His father cleaned him up. His father reinstated him and put him back in the house. And God the Father will do the same for you. And did the same for my grandson. Will do the same for your children. Will do the same for you. You got to come to yourself. And no matter what kind of mess you're in, that you get, say, I'm going to get up. And I'm going to my father, God the Father. And I'm going to lay it before him. And I'm going to ask him to forgive me of my sins, and he'll come down, and he'll straighten you up, and he'll help you like Legion. The Bible says that when that boy that lived in the graveyard and cut himself, and people would try to chain him up and tie him up, and he was so wild, couldn't nobody do nothing with him, but a little talk with Jesus had him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And I'm telling you right now that no matter where you are, if you'll just let God do the work in you, and you'll just be patient, he will prosper you, and he will put you on the path of righteousness. He'll give you peace in your life. He'll bring joy for your journey. You know, a lot of you are traveling, but you're miserable. You're misery to be around. You're miserable to your family. You can go out to eat and sit down to have a good dinner, and before it's over with, somebody's arguing and fussing. The food's too cold, or they didn't bring it fast enough, or you didn't sit down and eat right, or you're chewing too loud, or whatever. You can't sit down and enjoy nothing because you're in misery all the time. You can't even sit on your back porch and drink a cup of coffee and be in peace because you're all stressed out and all worried. You need to get yourself at the feet of Jesus. When you get at the feet of Jesus, that shows that you committed yourself to him, and you're being taught and instructed of him, and he will tell you and show you the right way to go. God can open that jail cell door for you. God can open that prison door for you. God can set you free, but you got to be free in him first. If he get you out now, you just go right back in the same mess you're in. But all he who the Son sets free can be free indeed. Like Paul and Silas when they were in prison and they were praising God at the darkest hour of the night, laid with many stripes for preaching the word of God. The Bible says an earthquake came. Their praise broke the chains. But a lot of you are letting the chains break your praise. Let me repeat that. Their praise broke the chains, but a lot of you are letting your chains break your praise. You can't praise God unless you get out of it, but that's not the key. You got to praise him in the middle of the storm. You got to praise him when all hell is sailing against you. You got to praise him when you feel bad in your body. You got to praise him when people are being ugly to you. You got to praise him when you got money in your pocket, but you got to praise him when you don't have money. You got to praise him when everything is going good, but you got to praise him when everything is going bad. You got to praise him in the morning. You got to praise him in the noontime. You got to praise him in the darkest hour of the night. And he said this. He said, cease from anger and forsake wrath, and in no wise do evil. He said, if you'll just commit your way to me and forsake this evil, he said, I'll bring that which I want to pass in your life. You say, well, what does God want to do in my life? He wants to give you peace. He wants to forgive you of your sins. He wants to set you on the right path of righteousness. He wants you to be clothed and in your right mind to make the right decisions and do right by other people and do right by him. He wants you in his house where you can hear the word that will set you free and the word that will bring. It's no accident that you're hearing this message today. You might think, well, I just accidentally stumbled onto this preacher. No, you didn't. God's talking to you. I don't care if you've been in church for 40 years. I don't care if you've been in there, as what old guy said, I've been in the way for 40 years. Hey, wake up. Get alive. What can you do to bless the church? What can you do? Hey, it's good if you pay your tithes, but why not take an offering down there and say, listen, I pay my tithes, but I want to give this just to bless the church. I want the church to have an outreach ministry? Is there a widow woman in the house of God? Is there somebody we can help? Is somebody we can bless? Let me tell you, you got to get on fire for Jesus. You got to be radical for Jesus. Radicalism is coming against us, but we need to be radical for Jesus. We need to preach the love of God. Show them the love of God. Preach the truth. Preach the right way. People want to know the truth. They want to know the right way to go. They may act like they don't, but their inner spirit is calling out for truth. And it's up to you, it's up to me to give them that. And then he said, for the evildoers shall be cut off. For those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. I'm telling you that God's got an inheritance for you. God's got something good in store for you. Some of you stop shy of a blessing. Some of you stop shy of stepping into the land that God has for you. Some of you get discouraged at the drop of a hat. Some of you are so wrapped up in your own feelings. You're out of church right now. You're mad at your husband. You're mad at your wife because somebody hurt your feelings. Get over yourself. I've got a sign in my house and I read it every day, many times a day. It says, cry a river, build a bridge, and get over it. I want to repeat that. It says, cry a river, build a bridge, and get over it. So somebody did hurt you. Go ahead, cry over it, but get over it. Build a bridge of faith and get over it. Get over it, get over it, get over it, get over it. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Forgive them and go on. My husband preached a message one time called Fido, F-I-D-O. Forgive it, and drive on. Forgive it, drive on. Some of you need to Fido it today. Forgive it, forget it, and forgive it, and drive on. People hurt you. Pray and God to help you to forgive them and go on with your life. If you let unforgiveness dwell in your life, your prayers can't get answered. You can't get forgiveness of yourself, and they have dominion over you, and you'll always dwell under the hurt that they happened to you, and that will dominate your life and poison and make you bitter. But let me tell you, you need to fight on it. Forgive it. Drive on. Forgive it and drive on. Go on with your life. Cry a river. Build a bridge and give over. That bridge is forgiveness. That bridge that you're going to build is forgiveness. I've had people do things that were bad, but by God's grace, He'll help you to forgive it. And you've got to go on with your life, and you go on with joy. I pray the message has been a blessing to you. Tune in next week while we continue this series. And God bless you. If you have a prayer request, write me. I'll promise to pray for you. If God lays on your heart to help me keep these broadcasts on the air, pray about it. And if God lays something on your heart, I appreciate what you give. God bless you today. Have a marvelous day in Jesus. And remember, our God is faithful. And our God is an awesome God. And He wants nothing but the best for you. God bless you today.